We are going back to Sha'ari Teshuvah. Musar is, quite frankly, the spice of life. If a person does not learn Musar, he can be mamash behema, walking on two legs. Mamash behema. Musar is what refines the soul. Torah in general, Musar in specific. Yeah, Torah and Musar are not two separate things. Musar is a facet of Torah. Tzach lada'at. Tov, anybody remember, because it's been a little while since the break, where we're holding? Okay, Chilul Hashem, we did. Let's start from Memchet. That's where I think we are. Page Kafhe. Ot Memchet. Baruch Ata Adonai. Tell you a story about Shem Hashem. If you were zochet to be in Israel during winter break, so I took the boys one of the mornings to Gaon Chacham Yitzchak Yosef, to Rishon Etzion. Anybody remember what he told me over there? He recognized me. He's been in our shul a few times. So he told me when we were there, I told him I was here on I was in Eretz Yisrael on a mission. The Landers boys were here and you're recruiting. He's like, oh, yafeh, yafeh, fanudim. And then he says, the yeshiva Ashkenazit or Sfaradit? I say, yeshiva Ashkenazit. Aval meod nechmadim la Sfaradim. He's like, ata Sfaradi achidi? He says, you're the only Sfaradi on staff? I said, yeah. He says, al tefached. He's like, al tefached. He says, tifsok mo alachot shelanu. תפסוק מההלכות שלנו. He says, אמונוי, תגיד אמונוי. לא צריך להגיד ככה. He has his, you know, pet peeves from... רבי דותן is תימני. תימני is a little bit different. תימני is... they're from a Middle Eastern country, but it's not the same thing as ספרדים. ספרדים הן עדות המזרח. The most, I would say, different among the Sfaradim is the Temanim. They have their minhagim and their higui is significantly different than that. Now again, just higui is pronunciation. But just because they're different doesn't chas v'shalom mean anything about the authenticity. The authenticity of minhagi Teman are almost unparalleled in Am Yisrael. You know why? Because they've been there since Bayit Rishon. Until they came to Eretz Yisrael about 80 years ago, they were there since Bayit Rishon. One of the only Kehilot in Am Yisrael that stayed put since Bayit Rishon. They didn't come back for Bayit Sheni. They've been there for almost 2,000 years. Between 1,500 and 2,000 years. It's a huge thing. That's why their Masoret is very, very strong and powerful. It's hard to know, and they lost a lot. They lost a lot of their masoret, they lost a lot of their halachot. The Temanim kept their masoret very strongly. So that's why it's one of the most authentic. Rav Moshe talks about it in Igot Moshe. Anyway, tov. So I made a bracha, I said Shem Hashem, so it came to mind that thing. Tov, Memchit, Ha'ikara Shmona Asar, the 18th principle of Teshuvah. Heyot chatato negdo tamid. Person has to have a person has to think of the sin all the time. Ki ra'ui lenefesh achotet lizkor avonotea tamid. It's not, tshuva is not one and done. You're not done with it. You never get rid of your avonot. Meaning, even if you did teshuva, it's not something you should forget about. Ra'ya ledavar. Every day, we're mitvadeh for the same averot that we were mitvadeh on yesterday. Every Yom Kippur, we're mitvadeh on the same avonot, they're mitvadeh, the previous Yom Kippur. We never really lose sight of our avonot. Ve'al teshi otam leketz yamim. Umin levavo lo yechatfu ad bo chalifato. Never let them wander from your heart. Ka'inyan shne'emar. This is David HaMelech talking about. By the way, one of the most important prakim in Tehillim, they talk about tshuva, the whole pirik talks about tshuva, nun aleph. פרק נון א', כי פשעי אני אדע וחטאתי נגדי תמיד. דוד המלך says, I keep my avonot opposite me, I keep them in my mind at all times. והעיקר הזה יתבאר בשער השלישי He says we'll talk about it more when we get there in the third gate. Ha'ikara tisha asar, the 19th. Azivat chet'o bizdamen v'hu betokef ta'avato. This is huge. Person has to realize, azivat achet is the most important part of teshuvah. The Rambam, what Rabbi Yonah makes many principles, the Rambam narrows down to four. Huh? What? Tov, mitzuyan. Yeah, no. It's a zchut. So, sometimes people, not you, sometimes people say, oh, I know that, that's from a song. No, it's a pasuk in Torah, Navi, Ketuvim. It's a song. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says over here, Azivat Achet, leaving the sin, is the most crucial part of Teshuvah. Meaning, there comes a time where a person is, hopefully we shouldn't, but Hashem tests a person with the same avon that he was nichshan the first time. And he's in the same kocho b'motnav, he really, you know, he feels that urge, he feels that desire to transgress the sin. And he's able to withhold, he's able to prevent himself from doing it. That is the ikar ha'ikarim of teshuvah. Now again, I get this question many times. What happens if a person did an avon, and even a serious avon, and he was really chozer b'tshuvah, and it never again pops up that Hashem tests him in this way again? So, which means that he never really experienced azivat achet. Why? Because he never really tested, he was never really tempted with it again. So what's the halacha? Is this teshuvah incomplete? What's the status? Oh, that's exactly the words of the Rambam. V'ya'id alav yodea ta'anumot, Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you get to a stage of teshuvah, that Hashem is able to testify about you, that even were you to be tested again, you would pass, your teshuvah is complete, even without having been tested again. But again, it's very hard for us to know that. Only Hashem knows that. Sometimes the only way a person knows is if he is tested again and he withstands the test. Understand? It's a big yisod. Ve'amru rabotenu zichron v'bracha, ezu ba'al teshuvah, asher teshuvato maga'at et kisei hakavod. What kind of teshuvah is so powerful that it reaches Hashem's throne of glory? Ka'asher nivchan v'yatzan naki be'oto perek uv'oto makom uv'oto isha. Retzonam lomar. Doesn't necessarily have to be isha, it's just an example. Ki hizdamen achet liyado v'ubetokef yitzro. The same avon came to his hand again. He has exactly the same ta'ava. Ve'ono b'shirire v'tno ke'ait rishona shel chata. You know, he's not an old man now that's not chasing these things. I say he's still a young man and he's still burning with ta'ava. Ve'chavash yitzro v'nimlat be'oz yirat Hashem b'g'on pachdo. He ran away from the sin out of pure fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is teshuvah gemura. Listen to these next words. U'mi shelo yizdamen liyado ke'inyan hazeh. Yosif yirat Hashem, benafsho yirat Hashem devarayom biyomo. Kacha yase kol hayamim. As part of your teshuvah process, your teshuvah is not incomplete without being tested. As long as you keep on instilling higher levels of yirat Hashem in your heart every day, and you resolve that would you be tested, you would pass, your teshuvah is complete. Now, chas v'shalom, if a person later on is tested and he fails, what does that do to this teshuvah retroactively? But that happens too. Don't lose hope. Even if that happens, there's still teshuvah for not having done teshuvah properly. Rabbi Yehuda spoke about it before. Remember that? Not only teshuvah for the avon, but teshuvah for messing up teshuvah. Yeah, Rabotai with me? Now, it's late. It's hot. It's like an incubator here. Anyway, Bekitzur, so you're about to hatch. So he says, continues and he says, V'cha'asher yachlif kowach ha'yir'ah de'kevosh ba'kowach hazeh et yitzro misat moshlo be'otzem ha'tahava halo bochen libot u'yavin v'notzer nafsho u'yeda ki im yavo lide nisayon v'yagia liyado ka'inyan harishon yatzil et nafsho miyad yitzro. Which means that that Rabbi Yonah is saying, as long as you get to a place, this is exactly the words of the Rambam as well, V'ya'id alav yodea tanamot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bochen libo, He knows that you will not do it again. He knows that where you are, you're in a place, you're fortified enough to withstand the test, you're done your tshuva. V'inehu lifnei Hashem b'madraga ha'ilyona min ha'teshuva. Even without having been tested, this is why it's not a stira every morning in Birkot HaShachar. When we say Ve'al tevi'enu dechet, v'enu de'avon, v'enu nisayon, v'enu nisayon. Why do we say Ve'al tevi'enu de nisayon? Hare, isn't nisayon an integral part of teshuvah? So why are we praying for no nisayonot?
That's how we trust ourselves.
Oh, one answer. Answer number two. You don't need a nisayon necessarily for teshuvah. As long as you get there, you get to that lofty level where Hashem knows that you'd withstand it even without the test, you don't need a nisayon. So really, what are we praying for when we say v'al tevi'enu de nisayon? Help us be chozer b'tshuva shlema and reach that level of yirat shamayim where we don't need the nisayon to prove to you that we're on your side, that we're back. That is the profundity of teshuvah that a person's supposed to reach. Understand? Now, say, famidi. Famidi? Yeah. Famidam or famidi? Famidi. Do you understand?
Yeah.
In Arabic, you know, you say in Arabic, it's mafhum. Mafhum, is, you understand? So anyway, you don't speak Arabic. By the way, huh? No, shway means slow.
Huh?
Shway means slow. Stinne shway. Yeah. Anyway, bekitzur, Rabotai, listen carefully. If you master Gemara, Shas is in Aramaic. Aramaic and Arabic are very, very interrelated. They're both Semitic languages. So is Lashon HaKodesh, by the way. Because a little bit different. It may be similar, but Lashon HaKodesh, Arabic, and Aramaic are all interrelated because they're all Semitic languages. They're all from that area of Mesopotamia, the Middle East. Now, hala. V'hinehu lifnei Hashem b'madrega elyona min ha'teshuva. וזהו שאמר שלמה עליו השלום, בחסד ואמת יחופר עוון, וביראת אדוני סור מרע. What does that mean? פירוש. וביראת השם, לסור מן הרע, אם מזדמן לידו. A person's יראת שמיים, after תשובה, should push him to a level where he's able to avoid the sin. ומילת סור, מקור. Which means what? ויעיד על הפירוש הזה מה שלא אמר וסור. It doesn't say וסור, which means and separate from bed, meaning a verb. It means to make it a noun. ומה שנאמר, סור מרע ועשה טוב, ירא אלוהים בשר מרע. What does that mean? עניינו, שיסור מן הרע בהזדמן לידו, that if you're actually tested, you take a step back. כי לא יאמרו, אמור, סור מן המעשה בלתי לאשר לקרא ולעשותו. You can't say, okay, separate from the מעשה unless you're there, which means over here, two different psukim. In Mishle, he's talking about being sur mera before it happens. In Iyov, the second pasuk he just brought is in the ma'aseh. When you're actually caught in the crossfire of the yetzer hara, you got to make sure now, everything that we do, the yirat shamayim that we build up after teshuvah, is this practice. Practice in hopes that if Chalila, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to test us one day, we got to be ready for the test and pass it. So that's, you know, there's like theory and actually practice. So, like we said before, teshuvah can be completed in theory when you reach that level that theoretically HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you'd be able to pass the sin. But the ball is still in Hashem's court at any time to test us by sending us the ma'aseh again. They would have to, and at that point, all of your theory is not going to help if you fail that. If you fail that, then Yiglay Milsa L'mafreya, that what? Lo avad. Says, V'amru Rabotenu Zechon L'Bracha, Yashav velo avar avera, notnim no sachar ke'osem mitzvah. Unbelievable. Usually, shev ve'al ta'aseh is not such a big level. But over here, if a person was tempted to transgress an avera that he's been tempted to transgress before, and he sat down passively and didn't do it, he gets sachar. Not only is his teshuvah complete, but he also gets sachar for doing a mitzvah. Kegon sheba dvar avera liyado v'nitzol emena, that's a mitzvah as well, not only just a sur mera.
For example, Chametam Pesach.
Haikara Isrim, number 20. See, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. Almost Shara Shani. There's a bunch, but let's see. Haikara Isrim, Leashiv Rabbi Me'avon Kasher Tasig Yado. We started speaking. You remember the concept of Teshuvat HaMishkal? Anybody remember that? Offsetting? Which means that over here, part of the Teshuvah process is being machzir other people b'tshuva as well. Exposing other people to the danger of this avon. Being mechazek otam to do certain mitzvot and to stay away from these avirot. Rabbi meshiv me'avon to be machzir anashim b'tshuva.
I don't get a full kapara for tshuva.
Not necessarily not full kapara, but it's still important.
It's not technical.
Let me explain. The reason why he says this, why is it so important to be machzir other people b'tshuva? Because when you're going out and acting and helping other people, that shows that it pains you what you did. So it's really interrelated to charata. If you don't have charata, then you for sure don't have tshuva. This is really megaleh, they're mitcharet, because it kills you so much. So I have to do something about it. What do? Not only do I change myself, I help. Again, you can't change anybody, but at least I'll try to enlighten other people about the dangers of this avon. Understand? V'ne'emar, hochech tochech tamitech, avlo tisa alavchet, lamadnu, ki im lo yechichenu, ya'anesh al chata'av. If you are in a position to rebuke your friend or to prevent him from doing an avira, and you just sit idly by and you don't do anything about it, you will be punished for his sins. The Torah says, hochech tochech tamitech, velo tisa alavchet. As a result, you will not bear his sin. Michlal hen atoshome alav. That if you didn't rebuke your friend, if you had the ability, if you had the opportunity to be mochiach somebody else and you didn't, then what? You become responsible for your sin, for his sins. V'David alav shalom amar b'mizmor teshuva. You see what he calls it? Mizmor teshuva. Learn it. Know it by heart. Perek nun alef in teilim. Mizmor teshuva. Ashrei nesui pesha kesui chata'a. This is Mizmor HaTeshuvah. When did David HaMelech say this?
After Bat Sheva.
Al hameda fosha'im derachecha v'chata'im elecha yashuvu. I will teach criminals your ways and sinners will return to you. Which means David HaMelech was not satisfied with his own chazara b'tshuvah until what? Until he went and really had an impact on other people as well. Yeah.
Does this extend to like family?
Vadai.
Like parents also?
Depends. So that's why I said if it's in your power, which means let's backtrack for a second. I'm going to get to parents in a second. But the Gemara tells us, Masechet Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, Ochech tochech et amitecha, afilu me'a pe'amim, even 100 times. If there's a chance to listen to you, you're chayav to rebuke him. Until when are you chayav to rebuke your friend? Ad shemakehu. Until he hits you. Once he hits you, you're patu. So. But until then, even if there's a chance that he's going to listen to you, you're chayav. If there's no chance, then be'emet, you can back off. The Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters, he says, nowadays, tochacha, rebuke, or, we'll call it critique, is really a lost art. Nobody really knows how to do it anymore. Nowadays, it really, many times it backfires. How many times have you tried to criticize somebody about their Avodat Hashem and it just terribly backfires? The guy gets upset. He keeps on doing the Avon. Now he's upset at you. Now there's machloket as a result of me trying to do a mitzvah. Mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah, ochech tochech na-mitecha. So how does that work? The Chazon Ish says, yes, it's a mitzvah, but it's also an art. Many people are not baki in this art. You know, not everybody's an artist. An artist is an artist. If you take a kid and you say, okay, draw Picasso. You know what I'm saying? No, it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So, by the way, today, the famous arts, it's just splotches of color. Be'emet kacha. Kid took like paint cans, he threw it at the canvas, boom, Picasso.
I saw it, it was literally just a dot in the whole canvas. Just one dot.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Dot, what?
The whole world became Majnun. You know what's Majnun? How you say, Devoné? Tochacha? If you don't know how to do it, it's best to stay away.
Every case.
But it's not only that. But you have to really, when you give tochacha, it has to come from a place of pure love and concern. Most people make the mistake that when they give tochacha, it doesn't come from love and concern. It comes from condescending, ga'ava, sometimes guilt, all sorts of midot lotovot. When it comes from that, the person's neshama can pick up on it and he will immediately be oppositional to your tochacha. There's no doubt. If it comes from a place of love, if it comes from a place of mamash, especially when you come to the guy and you tell him, you know, this even the poskim say, you have to first build him up. Not to fake it, but wow, you're really so important. You're like this, and you daven like this, and you learn like this. You know, lo matim lecha. You know, it's lo matim. It's not. It doesn't suit you. It's not befitting of summoning somebody of your stature. When you say like that, it becomes much more. You know, a person can be more receptive to that. But again, it has to be purely out of a place of Ahavat Yisrael. If there's any shemitz of anything else in there, don't even try. And sometimes, to give musar to somebody else, you have to first give yourself, that's always, you have to give yourself musar. Why do I want to tell him off? What do I want to gain from rebuking him? What do I want to gain from that? You understand? If you have to first really probe your mind for that answer. If it's not purely l'shem shamayim, back off.
With that in mind,
yeah.
So according to the Chazon Ish, so now the Chazon Ish with statement. So now are we now patur from the sin?
Not patur.
Why not? You said that you can't do it.
Can't be patur from. I mean, we're not patur from the mitzvah. You're just not equipped to do the mitzvah. A person who doesn't have tefillin is a patur mitfillin?
No, I'm saying.
You're not patur. You just in the sin.
If we don't do it, we get a sin ourselves, right?
If you're in a situation where you can do something about it and you're equipped to do it.
Sorry.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're
if you just decide, it's let's say you can make a difference in this guy's life and you can talk to him and you can make a difference. You're just lazy. Or it's inconvenient. Or something. I don't want to step on his toes. You know what I'm saying? All sorts of American woke Democrat, no, you know, live and let live. The Torah doesn't necessarily believe in live. Again, there's time and place for everything. But there's a mitzvah of tochacha. If you can do something about it, even if he's not going to change, you have a mitzvah of tochacha. Is the person going to listen? I don't know. Is he going to be receptive? Depends on us. Are you able to do something about it? Now let's go back to parents, family members. There's the Chafetz Chaim brings down a baraita in Tana de Eliyahu that says, Adam nitpas al anshe beto. If a person is able, person has the ability to, especially if you're a parent, bevadai, it's your responsibility. But even if it's not a parent, even if it's a sibling, or even a child sometimes, you know there's halachot in Shulchan Aruch, you read the Asim and Rishmem, about how to give musar to parents? What happens if you see a parent doing something asur?
What's that?
Rishmem.
Didn't know that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so how do you, Rabotai, I'm asking halachah psukah. You see your father or mother doing something wrong. Ma'omrim. Yeah, come on.
Says that you see your father doing something, and your father tells you to do something which is right,
mm-hmm.
then you're supposed to know
that
it is wrong. Right. But
a
question, isn't it?
You say, Loni Matani Avi, Abba, didn't you teach me that? Whatever, whatever. Meaning, you put the ball in his. What do you see from there, Rabotai? You're not patur just because it's your father. Sometimes it might be uncomfortable. You should know, I'm talking to you as a parent. Sometimes the strongest musar and the most penetrating musar doesn't come from parents. It comes from children. You know that? Chazak meod. Even though it might be misconstrued as disrespectful to... Now again, many times it is disrespectful. Many times children are very chutzpedik to their parents. You know, everybody's chutzpedik sometimes to their parents. I'm not so. Aval ma? Sometimes the most scathing kind of musar, the musar that's most effective in getting a person to realize the error of his ways, comes from a child, especially from a young child. You know why? Children are pure. Children don't lie. Children, they say it like it is. Abba, why are you doing this? Ima, why are you doing that? Didn't we talk about this? Ooh. Children can't lie. They don't have it programmed in their system to lie. As they get older, so then they develop that. Aval ma? That's... So we are, if we have the ability to do so, a person has to be really, really careful and realize that, yeah, you have to sometimes, you know, as uncomfortable, Abba, can we talk about something? Something that's really... Bederach shel kavod, bederach shel derech eretz. Otherwise, then yatsa shcharo b'hefsedo. If a person insults any Jew as he's giving musar, velo tisa alav chet, isur Torah, especially if it's his father, makle avi ve'imo bar minan. A person has to be very careful, but bederach kavod, give musar. We live in a very interesting generation. The Navi says in Malachi, at the end of days, ve'eshiv lev avot al banim, ve'lev banim al avotam, which means what? In olden days, children used to be the ones to go off the derech bar minan, and the parents used to have to chase the children to bring them back. Now, be'ikvetadim shicha, when we're living in the dor of Mashiach, what happens now? Many times, it becomes just the opposite. You have children chasing their parents to be machzir otam b'tshuva, to bring them back in the path. Children are chozer b'tshuva, and then you don't know how much power a child can have. Obviously, b'derech eretz, there's a very, you know, thin line between derech eretz and not. You have to be very careful. But what? You have so much koach. If it comes from a place of love and respect, parents would bend over backwards and do everything to make their children happy. Even in the spiritual realm, especially, how many parents are chozer b'tshuva to make their children happy? How many parents accommodate their children in order to make their children happy? And slowly but surely they're mitkarev, b'zchut mi? B'zchut the children.
Let's check if we need to take off. Okay, we're done. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. How would one give public?
Right, like so that, it needs to be tailor case towards each person. But how would one give public?
No, you give a sicha.
Sicha?
Like a general thing, but for if it's a specific thing, then you need to know the circumstance of that person.
Understood. I see. Like, you got it. Thank you, Rabbi.
A bit late.
No. Or late.